KSA cracks down on untargeted TV ad. The Netherlands Gambling Authority, Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, has reiterated its commitment to upholding the highest standards of responsible gaming and consumer protection in the Dutch online gambling market. The regulator has warned all licensed online gambling operators in the jurisdiction to review and ensure that their advertising and marketing strategies comply with targeted regulations. The KSA's warning was prompted by its investigation into a TV advertisement that featured the logo of a licensed operator, promoted in partnership with another entity. According to KSA, the infringing ad featured a TV commercial showing a football player wearing a T-shirt with the name of an online gambling operator on it. Despite not directly promoting online gambling, the advertisement was ruled to be in breach of regulations because it was displayed by a third-party partner as part of a sponsorship deal with the licensed operator. The KSA emphasized that licensed operators are accountable for any representation of their brand, even if it is promoted or displayed by a third-party partner or affiliate. Therefore, they must ensure that the expressions of their brand comply with regulatory guidelines. Online gambling ads ban takes effect. The Netherlands has implemented a phased ban on online gambling advertising, starting with non-targeted ads in July 2023. At the beginning of this month, the ban expanded to include television programs and sponsorships. A comprehensive ban on online gambling advertising across various channels like public spaces, radio, and TV is put in place to minimize the exposure of vulnerable individuals, including young adults, to potentially harmful gambling promotions. Under the Remote Gambling Act, COA, operators are mandated to design their marketing strategies to reach an audience that is at least 95% adults, age 24 and above. To ensure compliance, COA-licensed operators must self-regulate their marketing efforts, maintain detailed records of each campaign, and submit these reports to the KSA for review and inspection. The KSA noted that it left the operator with a warning instead of a more severe penalty because it has taken swift and adequate measures to prevent a recurrence of the violation.